Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
I'm dying.
Someday, I'm not going to have technical difficulties. And it will be amazing.
Someday.
Our production assistant will come.
Yes, shirtless 25-year-old, where are you?
He'll be topless and named Chris something or other.
Yeah, gotta be one of the Chris's.
He'll look like Captain America, but be witty like Stargazer guy, Star-Lord.
Perfect.
And then maybe he'll have life like a god.
Hello!
Hello, everyone. We're back together.
Maggie and Shannon.
Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again.
Dun, 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 dun.
I never something, something other than... Yeah, I know most of the words, kind of.
But they sing it slightly differently each time, so I have to be singing along with them to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, it was like Natalie and I were in D.C. together and started singing A Whole New World from the middle. And I said, I don't know what my next line is, but I knew what all of the possibilities were. I just couldn't remember, you know, a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I was like, I don't know what's next, because it's like it's different. It's slightly different, So. I love the Muppets. I love the Muppets Take Manhattan. That's such a good one.
I do love that one. It was the birth of the Muppet Babies.
Yes.
People had such an amazing response to that 2-minute section that they made a whole cartoon out of it that lasted for years.
It's perfect.
And it's back on TV.
I know.
In a new rendition.
I saw that.
We did love the Muppet Babies.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies. Make our dreams come true. That was the first time that I heard. So you know the famous line, "O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?" Mm-hmm. Wherefore means why, right? So when she's saying that line, she's saying, "Romeo, why are you Romeo?"
Oh yeah,
right.
Because he's a Montague and she a Capulet.
Right. So, but they had that in. You hear wherefore and you think that it means where, and in Muppet Babies, there was a thing where Piggy goes, oh, Kermio, wherefore art thou, Kermio? And she goes, I'm right here, Piggy. So they confused me.
Yeah, because they're toddlers.
Right. But also, I thought that that's what that meant then.
Right.
For forever.
Yes.
So there. Spring break! Woo!
Oh my god, I'm in a brownie coma.
That brownie was a good brownie.
Ugh.
Tell everybody about the brownie.
I really just want to take a nap now.
Tell everybody about the brownie I got you.
Maggie brought over magic brownies from Zingerman's Bakery.
There were some dang good brownies.
And we heated them up and slapped some ice cream on it because apparently ice cream on brownies is acceptable, unlike ice cream on a apple pie.
That's true, because do you not understand why?
They're both delicious. I don't understand why. 7 years. I still don't understand why.
Because to me, and like I actually don't quite have the problem with a la mode with like crap that you get at a restaurant as much, but my mom makes fruit pies tart, and I think it's bad when you have something that has that's more tart and less sweet. I don't think the ice cream goes with it. I think it messes with the flavor of it in an unfavorable way. So when you go to a restaurant and they have some like caramel apple monstrosity with ice cream on it. Yeah, I like that. Like, you know, I mean, I don't like it. It's not great. But
yeah, that just sounds too sweet now to me. Like, I would rather have something tart with something a little sweeter on top of it.
I think that it unfavorably messes with the flavor. So because, you know, vanilla and chocolate are delightful together, brownies a la mode are totally acceptable to me, whereas fruit pie a la mode, I think it just makes the, like, I don't think that they go well together. I think that you want the tangier pie without the sweetness of the ice cream. I think it messes with the flavor profile of the pie.
All right, Julia Child.
Julia Child!
Wear my Rocket socks today. I was feeling sassy this morning.
Good. Good, as you should. And, feel sassy every day. Be sass. Be full of sass.
Yeah. Being sassy in my Rocket socks.
I like it. I'm for it.
I bought our... I didn't realize Avengers Endgame tickets were going on sale today.
Yeah.
Usually we just... I'll get tickets a day or two before we decide to go.
Did you get an email or something? How did you realize that?
My coworkers, like three coworkers, came by my desk and were like, Shay, did you get your tickets yet?
Oh my gosh.
They're selling out everywhere already.
Shut up.
I got my tickets this morning. Did you get yours yet? I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, Avengers Endgame tickets went on sale today. Did you get yours yet? I was like, no. It's like 3 weeks away. I can't commit that. I can't commit to that. That's way too early. That's
so much.
So much. Like, ah. Like, I can't commit to a movie the day before.
And so?
So I bought us tickets. I decided on the 6:40 Friday night.
I'm good with date night with your two favorite honeys.
Yep. With my...
two of your three favorite honeys.
Yep.
You're not taking the kid.
No. She's going to go to Bargo's and spend the night. And we're going to go to see Endgame.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And then I had a fabulous idea of, like, skipping work, and we should go see it at, like, 11. Because 10's too early for Maggie.
Oh, God. And even 11's pushing it.
Yeah.
Because to be there at 11, I'd have to get up at, like, 9:30.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But I would still do that.
You could just come here and spend the night Thursday after tutoring.
I'd get here kind of late.
But anyway, so I was like... I should take off work and we should go see an 11 o'clock and then day drink and then go watch it again.
Yeah, I'm for it.
So I think we're going to do it. We're going to do it? You want to do it?
I think we should.
I think we should do.
We can have, we didn't do a day drinking episode last summer. It can be our very, very, very belated.
Yeah. Or just very early.
Or very early.
Yeah.
Day drinking episode.
Since we need to do two this year, you know.
Yeah, to catch back up. It's a tradition.
And now Brighton MJR sells some food and has a bar.
Yeah.
So technically, we don't even have to leave there to that day.
Yeah, but we're going to. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
That will be an expensive.
We can go to Chili's and hang out in between viewings or come back here.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I mean... if you think it's a bad idea to take off work, you should not take off work.
Oh, no, I'm taking off work. I'm jacked for this now.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Then let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
All right, we're doing it. So we'll do, maybe we'll record in the theater right before it starts.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a reaction.
A reaction.
Afterwards.
With no spoilers.
With no spoilers. So we'll just be like, yeah, ma, 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 ma. So,
we all know that it's Chris Evans' last movie.
He's just out of contract at this point.
I know.
But he's probably going away.
Some
characters have to die. We're moving on to phase three, and phase three doesn't include a lot of the people from phase one and two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know they're going to phase out Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor. Like, those were the original, the OG three in phase one.
Right.
They're going to keep secondary characters like Black Widow and Hawkeye. And then they're going to phase in deeper new characters like Ant-Man and Spider-Man and, you know, Doctor Strange. Plus, add new ones now. Marvel's catalog is... deep and wide. So they can do this for another 40 years.
Yeah.
I love...
Honestly, they're just action films based on comic books. So I
love the way Nick
Fury... It's limitless.
Nick Fury lost his eye. I just think so great. Because, you know, in the original comic books, he lost it in World War II. But based on our current MCU timeline, that doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed that in... Because we're rewatching all the movies again, and in the early movies... He has three little lines that poke out.
Oh, no way.
Underneath his
Oh, no eyeball. Way.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I love that.
I was like, Scott, look, there's three little... Shh, under his eye patch.
That's wonderful.
So we are sans mic tonight. We're just talking right into the phone.
They don't care.
I had enough technical issues over the weekend that I'm done. I give up.
Over it. All right. So
we'll use microphones at PenguinCon for sure.
Of course. So we talked about what we did. We talked about what we ate.
Yeah. No drinks tonight. Just delicious food. Pasta with cream fraiche for dinner. God damn, this brownie has totally knocked me out.
They're not actual weed brownies, Shannon. They're not weed brownies.
I know. I wish they were. If they were, we would have only eaten like two bites.
Yeah, we wouldn't have gotten to eat that much.
Yeah, we'd literally be drooling on ourselves right now if those were real pot brownies.
Right. Right.
Anyway, pasta tonight for dinner.
Yeah, it was good. You guys, my cold has been going on for 4 weeks. And every time I'm like, I'm starting to get over this, it comes back. This is the longest, most vicious cold I have ever had, and I hate it.
My dry cough came back.
It's not pleasant. I mean, I'm back to having a stuffy nose and sore throat. What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. So, all right, so what do you have for pop culture? I mean, I know we just talked about Endgame coming up, but like, what have you watched or listened to lately?
Nothing.
Nothing.
not much. No, I've just been keep on keeping on. Well, so I had a big sale this weekend.
Yeah.
So we don't have real TV. So unless it's on Facebook, I don't.
Dude.
I'm not super connected to pop culture
three
anymore.
Three of my four pop culture things are Netflix and Hulu shows, and the other one is a movie. So it's not real TV either. All right, so let me tell you what I've been listening to and watching. I watched the second season of The OA. I had watched the first season. It was weird.
What is The OA?
It's a Netflix show, and it's like... fucking weird ass science fiction that makes no sense. It's not Shannon's flavor, you guys, for sure. You know, but it's
probably Scott's flavor. Scott loves weird sci-fi shit.
Yeah, this woman shows up. She used to be blind, and she's not blind anymore, and she'd been kidnapped and held underground for 7 years. Right? And then she's the OA because she's the original angel. And she claims to be an angel. So you're like, she's gone insane. She won't talk to the FBI. And then you find out that the shit that happened to her when she was being held underground was truly insane. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, and it gets weird. And the second season is even fucking weirder. And I liked it better. So.
I heard Angel might be coming back. Did you tell me that?
No, I did not. I did not hear that.
Speaking of angels.
You're kidding me.
My boyfriend David Boreanaz might be making a comeback.
Whoa.
Yeah, you'll have to Google that real quick.
I'm looking it up.
So what was your Schitt's Creek season 5 is on real TV right now, so we're going to have to wait for that to hit Netflix.
Yes. It says, all right, let's check this out. He teased it. He said that there's something in the works.
Nice.
It's the 20th anniversary coming up on it. And
I did start rewatching that. I haven't watched it in a while, though.
Vincent Caronthasser, who plays his son on the show, was in the second season of The OA, and I didn't recognize him because his face was so round. And I was like, his voice is so familiar. Who is that?
Cool. All
right, so 5 seasons, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I can't.
Anyway.
So, he teased something for sure. the third season of Santa Clarita Diet was on. Every single time that one of their seasons comes out, I binge it in a day. It's so good and so funny. Mm-hmm. It's the one with Drew Barrymore, yep, where she becomes a zombie.
Yeah.
I really love that show. So,
and her husband just like always fuck up their killings, yeah, and almost get caught murdering people all, yes, the time.
They actually did get caught murdering someone by their cop neighbor and convinced her that she was doing the work of God, that God chose her. Yeah, because their neighbor's super Christian. So God chose her, the zombie, and talked to her, but they don't tell her that she eats the people. They just tell her that she kills them because God told her to.
And the cop falls for it.
Because she shoots her and she doesn't die.
Oh. Yeah, that would might convince me as a super Christian cop.
Right?
Well, I shot her, which is science.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still alive, which is a miracle.
Right.
So, henceforth.
Exactly.
Like Spock, what seems to be the impossible is now the possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, she, yeah, must be touched by God.
And then I also watched Shrill with Adie Bryant playing Annie, but the actual book Shrill is based on Lindy West's life, so it's a loose adaptation of Lindy West's autobiography, but it's, you know, with a different character name, and
mm-hmm,
yeah, it was so good. And the third episode has this amazing fat lady pool party that I want to make real. I want a fat lady only pool party. That's like, this is, it was the fucking swankiest pool party with a fucking DJ and giant floaties.
No,
and
a one multi. Wants a fat lady pool party, not even, no, fat ladies.
Yes, they do. It's all about body acceptance and not being shamed by anybody. Like, not being shamed by anybody who, like, it was catered and there were cocked. I am so sorry. It was catered and there were cocktails by the pool and all the fat ladies wore their big hats. I mean, it yes, we do want that. It was, you just don't know because you haven't seen it. You just don't understand. They all wanted that. They all wanted to be there. Are you okay?
Yeah. I was going to cough next.
Man,
I couldn't decide if I was going to pause it or not.
It was basically gone. This cold was basically gone. And then I woke back up with it today. No, it was gone on vacation.
Ah.
I didn't travel. I traveled Thursday and it came back today. But it was still there. I was still coughing because my mom and I talked on the phone yesterday and she asked how long my cough lasted. And I said, I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
So... The other thing that I have to recommend is kind of old-ish, but I rented it for my grandma on the Redbox because I hadn't seen it yet, which was Mary Poppins Returns.
It was delightful. It's very delightful.
You guys saw it?
We saw it in the movie theater.
Yeah, didn't I tell you this story? I kept on like showing my mom the previews and stuff to get her interested in it so that she would go watch it with me, mm-hmm, and she took my dad after I kept showing her all the previews and info on it.
Yeah, we took Catherine.
Yeah, so I watched that finally with Grandma, and it was so cute.
I did really like the China Bowl scene.
Yeah.
And when they were in the China Bowl walking,
mm-hmm,
it click, 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 clicked like on China.
I loved it.
So I really loved the attention to detail.
Yeah, definitely.
About integrating the China Bowl into the scene.
Yeah.
Down to even the crack in the chip.
Yeah.
In the bowl.
I liked that scene was the one where we got to see Lin-Manuel Miranda be Lin-Manuel Miranda, where he did some kind of rapping in there a little bit. I mean, it was talk singing, but it was Lin-Manuel Miranda,
yeah,
being
him. Yeah, he got to sing and dance.
He got to, yeah, he did the little talk rapping in that, in the bowl scene also, and I was like, tee! Like, I was delighted by that. And I actually, so I had heard before, you know, that what's her face turned it down. Why can't I think of the original Mary Poppins
Julie
names?
Andrews.
There we go. And that people were like, yeah, Angela Lansbury did the part that was for Julie Andrews. And I was like, it would have had more weight if it had been Julie Andrews.
For sure. And I haven't read anything since that movie came out, but that is what I guessed was going to be Julie Andrews' part.
Yeah.
Like, officially passing the baton.
Right.
To Emily.
Yeah. I
do think Angela Lansbury was still a good...
She's also a Disney witch.
She's a Disney
from Bedknobs
alumni.
She's from Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Also a magical...
Disney alumni.
Yeah.
And so it did make sense for her to be in that part. But I would have liked to have seen Julie Andrews in it.
I think it would have had more weight if it had been her.
Yeah. But she didn't want to take away from Emily, and I get it.
Right, so do I. So, I get her reasoning.
I get her reasoning. Not mad at her.
No, me neither.
Would have loved to have seen that for nostalgic
Everybody
reasons.
Would have loved to see that for no- Everybody feels the way we feel. So, yes. Oh my gosh, I saw the funniest thing online, and we have to make this a thing, right? So there's a new prime minister of China. No, it's not China. God damn it. I forget where she's from. But they asked her why she wasn't married, and she said, why buy this pig when the sausage is free?
Ah! I love that so hard.
Yes. And then somebody else added online, and disappointing. Why buy the pig when the sausage is free and disappointing?
Right.
And so that is...
Hashtag truth.
Going to be my... We're making... You guys?
We're making shirts.
We're making it a thing. Official thing for single ladies. Why buy the pig when the sausage is free?
Yep. It is.
Don't you love that?
I do love that.
Oh, me too. So my grandma's crazy.
We know that.
We do know that. And yet she still manages to surprise me all the time. So the whole time, she's hypochondriac. So the whole time I was down there, I had to pretend that my cold was allergies. Mm-hmm. But I passed it off because it was not this bad last week.
Right.
Who even knows?
It's also spring in Florida, so it's very, very passable as... allergies.
Yeah, totally. And I took her everywhere she wanted to go. I took her to the old lady clothing store and Anthony's.
Like, is that Talbot's?
No, Anthony's.
I think my grandmother used to manage an Anthony's.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was it still old lady clothes then?
I mean, to a 11-year-old, everything's old lady clothes.
That's true. That's true.
I think there were mirrors on the ceiling.
I don't remember
like
that from
very
when we were in there.
Old, you know, in the late 80s.
Actually, I saw this necklace there that I wanted so bad, but it was $50. It was just like a shell that was like this big. I was like, that is so opulent and stupid, and I love it. I love it.
You should have gone to Seashell World and just bought one and made yourself one.
Yes. And we took her, she kept on saying she wanted to go to this restaurant called Elena's and that I should get the spinach pie. And so I took her to Elena's and we went to Publix grocery shopping and we went to the post office store and she begged me to go to Books a Million. Does it sound like these are places that I wanted to go, Shannon? Did I want to go to the post office when I was on my Florida vacation?
No.
I'm
sure you just wanted to sit by the pool.
Yeah.
Sure, she has a pool in her complex.
Yeah, I didn't go to the pool. I didn't even make it to the pool.
That's sad.
I did go up to Sarasota and saw my friend from high school and had a really fun time with her for an afternoon. So she used to live in Ann Arbor. She was the one. Did you ever go to any of her? She was the vegetarian friend who ran Veg Ann Arbor, who had tailgates and lived by the. Did you ever go there? Missy Berry came with me to one of her tailgates. So anyway, she used to live in Ann Arbor and then moved to Sarasota five, six years ago. And owns her own business. So yeah, we went out to lunch at this Turkish restaurant and had Turkish coffee and ate a whole plate of dips. Like, we just had the like tray of Turkish dips and a tray of falafel, and that was awesome. What we had, and it was so good. So I did do that. I did do something fun that I wanted to do. But yeah, I didn't hang out by the pool. I just took grandma places she wanted to go, and I cooked for her. I cooked her dinner every single day. So my mom and dad are there now, and she's been telling everybody that I dragged her everywhere and wore her out. And I feel like I don't want my grandma making strangers think that I'm like manipulating her and like dragging her around places she doesn't want to go. Yeah.
No, it's just old lady speak for telling her friends how much fun she had when you were in town.
Yeah. It's like the old person humble brag.
Right.
A humble brag, like, for the old person.
I want to brag about all the places my granddaughter took me, but I have to make it seem like it was a burden to me. So she dragged me everywhere. I'm so exhausted. I just can't believe it. That's that old school passive aggressive bullshit.
Yeah. When you were doing that, I was like, Shannon's doing her Cheryl voice. Your mom and my grandma share certain things like that sometimes. I was reading a real dirty book too while I was
Did you read it to your grandma?
No. No, sure? But I was like, man, I really hope she doesn't like pick it up and read the back.
And he grabbed her milky white.
What are you having her read?
What does it matter? She's reading.
Guys, we're not going to tell you what that is. If you know what that is, tweet at us. Let us know. Do you recognize that?
It gets good from here.
So, Joseph recommended this book for me. And he was like, it's BDSM the whole way through, but you have to read it. It's amazing. It's called Kushiel's Dart. And so this woman is like...
It sounds like vagina chicken.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I saw that posted again, and I didn't realize that when it said vagina chicken that you were the one who had said that. I thought that that's what it said on the video. I didn't realize the video wasn't self-aware.
Yeah, no, I don't know if the video was self-aware. You know when people do videos when they're like, we're going to pretend we're not self-aware.
Right.
And see if people get it.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those.
Right.
But it's really professionally done. Like, it was not self-aware.
Right. So anyway, the woman in the story is like marked by the gods to be somebody who experiences pain as pleasure. And that's the setup for the BDSM book.
Nice.
And she's a spy and courtesan. She's actually like the baddest bitch. And at one time in a panel, I don't know if it was Comic-Con or whatever, but George R.R. Martin said, I don't know why HBO gave me a show and not the author of this book that I'm reading.
Right.
So even he realizes that she, like, the world building in this book is incredible.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, maybe that'll be HBO's next project. God, Game of Thrones is ending. No more floppy wieners for us.
No more floppy wieners.
We haven't seen wiener in a long time, though.
I feel like, I mean, we definitely saw it when Arya was supposed to kill Lady Crane, because it was in its little love glove and everything. The hood was over it, where he was like, it's a wart. We just zoomed right in on a penis. And I know this because I was watching it the other day with one of my guy friends, one of the guys I'm dating.
You dragged her around Kingdom Come. Oh, my God.
Everywhere. I know. And
oh, my Lanta. I'm so tired.
And we ran out of data because Mom and Dad and I were all on vacation at the same time.
Right.
And she was telling everybody, like strangers at restaurants, that I used up all the data. And I was like, I mean, every month when we get close and my mom looks at it, I've used the most. But I always use the most.
Right.
What you have to compare is whose usage has changed.
Right.
You don't just get to
blame Maggie every month. We know I use the most every month. We know I use 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's my average usage.
Exactly.
Now, when my usage goes up and takes away from yours, then we can complain.
But we aren't doing the math correctly here. And I was like, what the fuck, Grandma? Like, why are you telling strangers? At one point, I got mad at her. And I was like, well, Grandma, I can't play on my phone in the car because it makes me car sick. But my mom did all day for 3 days on the road trip.
Right?
So maybe it was her fault.
Oh, people just like to complain. That's all they have sometimes. I'm really struggling with my own grandpa and Frank. They live alone, and they refuse to move in with someone so we can spend more time with them and take care of them. You know, it's more of a burden for us to go out of our way to take care of them than it would be if they just lived with us. And then they think the opposite. Oh, it's going to be too much of a burden for me to live with you. It's like, no, it's easier.
Right.
Because you're here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't finish telling you the other thing earlier about my grandma being crazy, and then we're done with this topic. So my aunt, who's an aunt by marriage, gets drunk and calls her. Right. And she's married to my uncle, who I dislike and is an asshole and has been an asshole for my entire life. And this is so typically my grandma. It is never her kid's fault. It is never her grandkid's fault. It is always somebody else's fault. So she said she thinks that her son, my dad's brother, is so ornery because his wife is drunk and mean all the time. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Like, she's drunk and mean because he's actually ornery.
Yeah. I definitely see it the other way around, that she got more drunk the longer she's been married to him. But, like, he's a truly terrible human being. I don't understand why she married him in the first place. And I'm convinced she stayed married to him because she wants her family's money.
Yeah. Which she's not gonna get.
Not nearly as much as she thinks she is.
Or deserves.
My uncle thinks that when his siblings die, he's gonna get all their money. That's not how that works.
No. Goes to wives and kids.
Once grandma's dead and that money has been split, it does not get shoveled back to him.
Right. This isn't like a throne situation.
No.
Where shit goes to the oldest son. And even then, if your dad's the oldest, that means he's Prince William.
Right.
You and Joseph get to be king and queen.
There it is.
Before his siblings do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it literally goes through his entire family line before it goes to a sibling.
There's a trust. So if the trust hasn't been, that's what he thinks. If the trust hasn't been split up by then, he thinks he gets everything in the trust. But that's not how the trust is written. Mm-hmm. If my dad dies, my brother and I are the...
The recipients.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the whole trust if he outlives his... Right. It's not some Game of Thrones shit. We are not in the Middle Ages here.
I heard our boyfriend might be in a little trouble.
Which one?
Little Uncle Joe.
Yeah. Oh, you actually did a great job of explaining that when you were talking about him on the podcast.
With Christina?
Yeah. There was one factual element that you messed up a tiny bit, which was this. Thurgood Marshall was the first black man on the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas was nominated to replace him when he died. But it was still the same idea of this is the seat of the black guy.
Right.
Of the second ever replacing the first ever So, yeah. But he, I mean, he sort of treated Anita Hill the way Dr. Christine Blasey Ford was treated. Like, they didn't take the time to look into if her allegations could be corroborated or not. They didn't bring in any other witnesses who might have corroborated her testimony. They just, like, let her give her testimony and then let her be railroaded by the...
Yeah, by the committee.
Yeah, by the committee and by the press.
So, Habler is really involved in the gymnastics community. Her daughter has a contract with a local gym and is quite the little star. And so she has become good friends with all the local coaches and trainers, which have all been abused.
By Larry Nassar.
By Larry Nassar and that other guy that runs the Lansing club. And she's become good friends with one of the gymnasts who is now a lawyer. And she is literally going state to state to get the Statue of Libertations raised to the age of the victim.
That's amazing.
So not the duration of how long it's been since the thing happened. Is she is getting it raised to the age of 52, because that is the average age of the woman that comes forward to report sexual abuse that was done to her as a child or teenager.
I don't understand why that's one of the things that has a statute of limitations on it.
Right.
Murder doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Like, you murder my vagina. Apparently that's not good enough.
Right. I mean, the mental and emotional things that people go through as a result of that, it ruins their lives. That's not one of the things that should have a statute of limitations.
Anyway, so that's something to look forward to.
That's awesome. Good for her.
It's already like in New York and New Jersey and
good for
Pennsylvania
her.
Or something, so she's working her way around.
Fight for people.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to say this. I posted this on Facebook. So we did this tour of the Capitol building, and the young man who gave it to us, the staffer from the Alaskan representative's office, was Republican. And so, you know, we weren't being liberal douches the whole time, you know, but... You know, he was really actually sweet and very genuine and very kind. But as we were going around the Capitol, I noticed that the things that were commemorated with statues and paintings were all progressive things. And they were all things that at the time were not popular.
Right.
The civil rights movement was like how people feel about Black Lives Matter. You know, I mean, it's almost the exact same thing. And women's suffrage, women's right to vote was also seen that same way. They were seen as radicals. They were seen as crazy. You know, but all over the Capitol, the monuments we have built are to people who...
have changed the world for the better.
There it is. The first woman in Congress. The first Black woman in Congress. The, you know, civil rights leaders. The suffragettes. The, you know.
We'll have our first Muslim woman in Congress now too, right?
Yeah, we have two.
Yeah.
Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib.
There you go.
So, like.
They'll get a picture together.
Maybe.
Nice giant oil painting. Paid for with your tax dollars.
So, yeah, she, it just made me feel really hopeful about things, to be like, what we value from our past is the people who were radical and who pushed to make the world a better place for other people.
Forward movement.
Forward movement. And so, I don't know, it just made me feel kind of hopeful and better about the state of things.
Cool.
Thoughts on that?
I agree.
Good. Perfect. I'm a genius. Although I do have this to say. So there's like the circular room And I can't remember what it is, but like you can
the
see
the rotunda.
Yeah. And there are some like really amazing statues around the outside of that one, including Martin Luther King Jr., including famous suffragettes, you know, Caddy Stanton and et cetera, et cetera. Jefferson and like other Lincoln, like amazing presidents in this room. And also in that room was Gerald Ford. And I was like, I don't really feel like he's at the caliber.
Which one is not like the other?
Right? Exactly. I was like, I do not feel like he is at the caliber.
Well, I believe Gerald did a lot for public policy and health. I mean, U of M has the Ford School of Public Policy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, granted, he went to U of M and was a football player there, and
yeah,
he has his presidential libraries there. But
he was a stone cold fox when he was young. Yeah. He was a foxy looking man. Anyway,
but I think Ford was progressive in his own little way.
Well, I changed my opinion on him deeply. I mean, he would be now, but he was like what a Trumper is in the current political climate. As the Richard Nixon ship was sinking and you could tell that there were scandals left and right, Gerald Ford was like, no, he's great. He's doing great. He is, you know,
he's such a Pollyanna. He's just like, this is fine. It's fine. It's all fine.
He was like the, you know, Mitch McConnell of that time of being, because he was the Speaker of the House. He was in the House. I don't remember actually what he was before he was made vice president. But, you know, then he pardoned all of them immediately, you know.
Well, like you do your white buddies.
Yep. You scratch the backs of your friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's why a major reason why he didn't win re-election was they were like, excuse me? But yeah, he was like, even when the majority of people could see that that ship was sinking, he was like, no, it's not. He did nothing wrong. The Democrats are doing a witch hunt.
Nice.
So it made me change my opinion of him, I think, given our current political climate, mm-hmm. because I know how I feel about the people who say that now.
Yeah.
So to, like, have the Nixon tapes and say this is bullshit is to just be in the biggest kind of denial.
Right.
So anyway, he didn't belong in that room.
Maybe they just, like, brought him out because he was taking up space somewhere else.
Yeah, who knows how they decide who goes where.
Right. Maybe they rotate.
Maybe they rotate. That's a good. Oh, also Alexander.
Nixon will be there next month.
Hamilton. Hamilton was in there. Like, just a lot of, like, important people. Yeah.
And then Gerald Ford.
Yeah, and then Gerald Ford. We were listening to Hamilton, and on the YouTube thing, it said, who felt differently about Aaron Burr after they found out that he shot Hamilton? And I was like, what? Like, people listened to the whole thing without knowing that was the end? That's like saying, going to the movie Titanic and being like, oh my God, I had no idea the ship was going to sink. Like, it is a majorly famous historical event in American history. How did they, and there was like 52 reply comments being like, yeah, me. There were a few that were like, you guys, you should have learned this in high school. Mm. But I'm shocked at stupidity all the time.
Well, sometimes you just don't remember things either. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't remember that Hamilton was assassinated.
It was a duel. They dueled in the street and Aaron Burr shot him.
Oh, there you go. See? I even fucked that up. I just don't remember.
It just seems...
I don't think we learned all the ways people died.
It's a very...
Though that is very famous.
It's a very famous historical event.
Yeah. I mean, I know that happened to Daniel Day-Lewis in Dangerous Liaisons, so mm-hmm. maybe if I'd seen a movie of some sort with Michelle Pfeiffer.
But also, in the first song of the musical.
Like, projects it like a Romeo, like just like a typical.
He says, and I'm the one who shot him.
Right.
In the, yes, exactly. Because it goes through the main characters in Hamilton's life. And like there's three women and they're like, we're the ones who loved him. And like blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And the ends with Aaron Burr being like, and I'm the one who shot him. Uh-huh. It says it in the first goddamn song. So even if you didn't remember.
We told you in the opening monologue.
And from
just
then,
like in Romeo and Juliet, they literally tell you the whole story in the opening monologue.
And then it's also like the foreshadowing is very ham-fisted for right. the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So they all these people being like, oh my God, I never saw him the same. I was like,
are you watching the same thing I'm watching? I don't understand.
I don't get it. You're real dumb. Oh, some people don't know how to read literature.
That's true. So Joe Biden's a creepy old man.
Yeah, I am sort of willing to let it slide insofar as... yeah.
Is that the worst thing that's happened in this country recently?
Right. Did he grab him by the pussy? He just...
And brag about it?
Right. I'm not trying to give him a pass on this. I don't want him to run for president.
I think he's too old.
I do too.
I think Bernie's too old.
I do too.
I think even Elizabeth Warren's up there. This job, it takes a lot out of you. And if Trump doesn't drop of a heart attack, I don't know if his body's going to take another 4 years.
Yeah. Right.
Unless the stress isn't even getting to him because he just doesn't give a fuck.
So, I mean.
That's also possible.
As long as Joe Biden doesn't run for president, I'm willing to just be like, he is of a different time where, like, kissing people on the forehead and like putting your hands on the shoulders of strange women wasn't like we've all seen tons of pictures of him doing that, of being creepy,
right?
And old George H.W. Bush was apparently also creepy in his old age,
yeah,
you know. And I'm just sort of, I mean, I don't want to give anybody a free pass.
Clinton was always,
oh my God, handsy. yeah.
Always.
Exactly.
With everyone.
Right.
He still is. He's on the stage.
Yeah.
That man cannot touching, keep his eyeballs in his head.
But he's also touching everyone.
Yeah.
Like handshake, shoulder rub, same time. Right. Can't tickle your taint while I'm in right? there.
I was actually just going to say that. Ball cup. Hey, how's it going there, buddy?
We're the same person.
Right. Hand on the shoulder. Left hand on shoulder, right hand on balls.
You guys should see my beautiful my beautiful hand motions I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm really working it out there. But yeah, I get why people don't like it and why they're not comfortable with it, and I also get why those older men don't understand why it was wrong.
Right.
And I feel like if they have learned, which neither of them have, but like just I don't know, I don't feel like it's so big of a deal. I want them to learn the lesson. Not sure if they will.
Well, I mean, it is a big deal.
Right.
And we are making excuses, so whatever. I'm tired of it, though.
Me too. No, but I also, like I said, I'm not
just
doing
tired
it.
Of all the arguing.
Like, I'm not.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It is creepy.
And yes, they should know better, but all of our previous generations, including our current generations, not everyone is taking the stance of consent is important. There are still children being raised today that are taught men are more powerful than women and you can still take whatever you want, whenever you want.
Yeah.
You know, so the trickle-down effect still isn't 100%. It might be 50% at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
but I'm saying...
still no excuse, though.
I'm saying, too,
like,
that, like...
Meh.
I'm not trying to just make it be for my side.
But yeah, you're right. He's just like, at least he wasn't a pussy grabber.
Right. So. Right. I think that we're doing a disservice to victims of sexual violence if we don't acknowledge that there are levels.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, everything is bad, but some things are more bad than other things.
Yeah. Even calling people honey or darling is offensive, and I do that all the time to women.
Yeah, but that was what I was saying, is that, like, when you're calling women honey and sweetie, you're being genuine, like, genuinely affectionate endearing towards that person. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's what Joe Biden has always been doing, that he wasn't, I don't know. I don't think it's good behavior. Mm-hmm. I know I sound like I'm excusing it, and I don't mean for it to come across that way. And I don't want to have, if he were to run for president, I would be like, that thing is a deal breaker. This guy can't be president. Let's find somebody else who doesn't creepily touch people.
Right.
Right. But if he doesn't run for president, I'm fine with just being like, yep, that's bad. Let's move past it.
Right.
You get what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You guys, if you're offended by what I said, I deeply apologize, because I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to explore the shades.
Yeah.
Explore the shades.
So what's good, Maggie? What's good in the world?
Well, I
not just, the good place.
I laughed
that at... fucker's not going to come back for forever.
I know. That happens every year, though, because there's only 10 episodes. Last week... Or is it 13? 13 episodes? Last week on the podcast that you and Christina recorded, you said, I'm chewing with food in my mouth instead of I'm talking with food in my mouth. And I laughed so hard that I had to turn it off. Because what are the alternatives?
I'm chewing with food in my mouth.
I'm chewing with food in my mouth. Are you going to chew with not food in your mouth?
I mean, we could. We fake chew all the time.
Which I just, like, I thought that, I didn't mean to make fun of you about it, but I just had to tell you that that happened because I was laughing so hard.
Oh, we talked about AMSR in try number one, because we had a full brunch spread and we're just like, we were plowing through it.
It's better to eat first and then record.
Yeah, I know.
I have an amazing story about my niece, and I'm so excited. Okay, so first of all, I have to tell a story about myself as a child, which I'm pretty sure I've told on the podcast before. However, when I was a kid, there was a dish of butter on the table at a restaurant, and I took the dish of butter, and I took a spoon, and I turned my back to my parents, and I ate.
Like just a dish of raw butter.
Yeah.
Like not in little packets. Nope. Just like butter in a bowl.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Like whipped butter in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned my back to my parents and I ate that dish butter with a spoon. And my mom has always shamed me about it. And a few years ago, I finally was like, no, butter's delicious. And I stand by that decision.
Right.
Stop making fun of me for eating a dish of butter.
As a one-year-old.
Butter is really good.
Butter's delicious.
Butter's delicious. And I stand by that decision. So my brother texted me the other day that at dinner, Zelda just reached her hand into a thing of butter and put it all in her mouth. And I was like, my niece!
She is genetically ours.
And so I said, ha, now mom can make fun of her forever.
Right?
She's not going to because she didn't see it.
Zelda's perfect.
Then Zelda's perfect and Zelda's her grandchild and Zelda didn't eat it with a spoon. But I just was like, ha!
Defiantly, like sneakily, like hide it. She was just like, butter, put it in my mouth.
But I was so
Jesus Christ.
I know. But I was so excited about that. My niece ate butter. She is mine. Genetically mine.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? She started looking like a kid and not a baby. Just like that.
Yep, it happens. Oh. I literally will wake up and look at Catherine and be like, what happened overnight?
Yeah.
Because her face will literally just change overnight.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
Cry, cry.
Yeah. I wrote Ceci's birthday party on there, but I don't really have anything to say from it.
Yeah.
Except for the part where she kept turning out the lights in the food room. That's not the room that you darken at the party, you
that's
guys.
That's not the room you dance in on the tables.
That's not the room. But there's a scientific, biological thing where we like to see what we're eating.
What?
Because...
You don't like to put your hand in a creepy box and pull food out and eat it?
No, nobody does. So it was really driving me crazy where I was like, she doesn't even have music on. She said she wasn't going to have music on at the party because she knew that everybody was going to be talking. So if it is a music-free talking party,
we don't need dim lights.
We don't need dim lights. Furthermore, the lights were on a dimmer. She could have had the lights on. I don't understand why she kept on having to turn the lights out over the food.
No.
It didn't make sense. Also, super mad, other reason, all of the cheese was touching meat. They did the charcuterie board where all of the meats and cheeses were intermingled. And
I
stood there and I made Natalie cut the meat-touched parts off the cheese for me.
Yeah.
Natalie would eat the touched parts and she would cut me off fresh parts.
That's a good friend.
Yes. And then she posted a picture of it.
The best
cheese at the party was the Manchego, but she called it the Womanchego.
The Womanchego.
Yeah.
The Wuchego.
Yeah, so the Womanchego. The Womanchego.
I mean, I think that's it.
I'm done with my list. I was pretty excited to tell the Zelda eating butter story.
Yes.
Like what a dream. What a treat. It's awesome. It is.
Oh, Catherine started gymnastics.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cute.
Aww.
She has a lot of catching up to do. Because these kids have all been in class together since September.
Oh.
So, but it's okay. It'd be fun. It's fun to watch her. She loves it. The first day she went, she spent all day Friday telling everyone at daycare, at school, that she was going to gymnastics tomorrow.
Aww.
So, much like her... day before spending the night with Miss Margot.
Aww. Yeah, she did toddler gymnastics.
Yeah, she did like mommy and me gymnastics. Yeah, and Scott would do it with her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Does she seem really far behind the class?
I mean, they're all toddlers. They just jump around and stretch and stuff. So just gross motor skills.
Yep.
Joseph, how to follow directions.
Yesterday was April 1st. Did you see any good April Fool's jokes?
The Amazon box one was really funny.
The lady who
saved all her Amazon Prime boxes, and I don't know how long it was, 6 months, a year?
She said, I saw somewhere that it was 2 years.
And then she just piled them all up in front of the house for her husband to come home to. And I actually have quite the pile in my kitchen right now. I was like, God damn it, I could have done that.
Right?
That would have been funny.
It would have been funny.
So.
Like, look at that kid. That's a kid.
That's a kid. She's a kid now.
She's a kid now.
Yep. Pure Romance does an annual, like, funny whipped flavor.
Yeah.
And this year was avocado.
I would eat that.
Keto friendly, too.
That's funny.
I think last year it was, they've done like buffalo wing sauce and bacon and dill pickle was last year.
Oh, yeah.
So, I saw a lot of like companies do funny things like that. I think McDonald's was doing an all pickle sandwich.
I want that.
And people got pissed it wasn't real.
I could have a vegetarian sandwich at McDonald's to eat if they made the McPickle.
Yeah. I did hear Burger King might be doing a vegan burger for reals, and it's actually pretty good. So. But anyway, yeah, just funny things like that. I pulled up the... my TV screen's broken on YouTube.
Yeah.
And put it on my computer screen and then texted it a picture of it to my boss to tell her my computer broke. She was so unconcerned. That's really funny.
That's capitalism for you.
She's like, oh, that looks like a piece of art.
That's funny. I didn't do any tricks. I just put on Facebook, I'm dead. April Fools, I'm only dead on the inside.
Right. Cold black heart.
I think that that was funny.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Somebody said one today that I'd never heard before, and it's so obvious, and I'm going to do this next year because I think it'll be great, is you put an L-E-E-K in the sink, the vegetable, a leek, and then you say there's a leek in the sink.
Stop.
What a great little prank.
You're fired.
I love it.
That's not a prank. That's a dad joke.
I'm doing it. It's a great
Not even a prank.
It's a great little prank.
You put a vegetable in the sink and took a picture. That's not a prank.
No, you would tell the person.
Oh, you tell your dad, there's a leak in the sink.
Yes, that. You tell your dad, there's a leak in the sink. In the kitchen sink, there's a leak. And then, profit.
Yeah.
I forgot to find an internet thing of the week. Oh, this one you'll like. I saw this today. Okay, so it says, lesbians are just confused and stupid. How can you buy a vibrator for $100, meanwhile dick is free? Vibrators actually make us come, and they don't murder us.
There we go.
There we go. So I saw that. That's a tweet.
There you go.
Internet thing of the day.
Hashtag truth.
So truth. Much truth. Much very truth.
All right, cool. I think this is episode 198.
I have no fucking idea. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're so close.
We're so close to 200.
You guys, what do we do for 200?
I don't know. Tweet us.
Tell us.
Two episodes away.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait.
What?
Okay, you have meeting next week, right?
Yes.
And then that will be 199. Uh-huh. So we skip recording there and make that 200?
We'll make PenguinCon 200?
That is not PenguinCon. That is Endgame.
Oh, Endgame. Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, we can do that. Day drinking episode 200. End game. There we go.
Okay. That's it. Unless you guys come up with something else for that for that Tuesday.
It actually might be a... It's end game. We're just not even going to podcast anymore after that.
The end. We have all died with Captain America. All right, you guys. Let's wrap this up like a dick.
What is that?
It is Chris Pratt with a real raccoon.
That is so hot. So cute.
His crazy Christianity, though, and he needs to tone it down.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if that's why Anna left him.
Yeah.
Because they have a kid.
Right.
And he probably wanted to raise him.
Well, it was
indoctrinate him.
It was after their kid got sick and then got better that he started becoming so crazy Christian. Anyway.
Science.
Episode 198. Find us everywhere on the internet at That More Thing. You can find us on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, Tumblr. Please subscribe and rate us.
Yeah, you can tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
You grow the show.
Interact with us on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 198, as previously stated, of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.